This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. A commitment phobia is a fear and subsequent avoidance of having to commit to anything, but often, especially, a relationship. Being involved with someone afraid of commitments can be both frustrating and perplexing. In addition, being afraid of any commitment is no picnic either. Life is pretty lonely for the person who's fearful. So today, I'm answering a question from a listener about the fear of committing. Degree of fear about commitment can range from a tendency to be uncomfortable, all the way up to an irrational and total fear state around any sign of personal commitment, like marriage, which is called gamophobia. While there may be many reasons for this fear, it often begins when a child has a loss of an important person in their life. A divorce where they lose one parent, or if a parent dies, can be so traumatic that the child may always fear losing a loved one. This fear of loss and rejection keeps the commitment phobe from risking getting attached to anyone. Being a witness to spousal abuse may also induce a fear of getting hurt, or of being a hurter. In the child witness, who then grows into an adult who never wants to get married. If you have ever dated someone who says they want to be with you desperately and seem to chase you with incredible zeal till they catch you and then suddenly turns cool and critical, you may have stumbled onto a commitment phobic person. It's possible for someone to experience gamophobia only. In other words, only the fear of marriage. They might feel comfortable committing to their job, even other relationships and events that require long-term responsibility, but not marriage. And it's also important to note that if your partner has a fear of commitment or commitment phobia, that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't love you or they don't value you. It doesn't mean that they are necessarily rejecting you or don't want to spend time with you. It also doesn't mean that they're necessarily cheating on you or that they're being manipulative with you. It can be they feel all the wonderful feelings towards you and they want to stay with you. They just have terror when the talk turns to committing. It may be difficult for someone to deal with the commitment itself, but not the feelings. They could be in love, They want to spend time with you and even desire to get closer. Yet, they might have a hard time dealing with the dedication and engagement that this requires. If they live with a phobia, the irrational fear this involves could really trump their feelings. Being in a relationship with someone who doesn't commit to you can be frustrating and even hurtful. It may be difficult to tell whether your partner doesn't want to commit to you, or has a difficulty committing in general, or if they actually have a phobia. There can be real reasons for their avoidance of commitment in all of these instances. They might not even be aware of where their fear comes from or why, despite loving you, they avoid taking the next step. Researchers haven't been able to establish one specific cause for commitment phobia, but relationship anxiety in general can eventually become fear or phobia if the person repeatedly experiences traumatizing or hurtful situations. There could be a few different reasons or factors actually involved when this happens. Insecurity about attachments, someone who is struggling with a personality disorder, someone who has had repeated trauma or prolonged stress. It could be something to do with a family history and their fear of modeling that family history. And it could have to do with very low self-esteem. Not everyone who's gone through these situations develops fear of commitment, and not everyone living with commitment phobia has even experienced these situations. But how do you spot someone with a fear of commitment at the start of a relationship? Here are a few typical behaviors. Very aggressive interest with lots of compliments and professions of love very early on. Once you're hooked, and obviously so, they suddenly create distance. They act trapped. They, quote, need space. They might criticize you and almost seem to search for a good reason to break up. Also, when a relationship is working well, then you find they annoy or hurt you in an attempt to blow up the relationship. They may get very involved and then break up, only to come back to you after the breakup and then break up again. They cannot discuss marriage or even living together. They have unrealistic ideas of how perfect someone has to be for them. And they pick unavailable partners so they don't have to worry about commitment. When we come back, I'll get to my listener's question.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Let's get to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I have been dating this guy for 8 months. I am in my late 20s, and I would like to get married and have a family at some point. I am crazy about this guy, and honestly, he seems pretty crazy about me, too, from all the signs. But when I speak of a future together, he seems to kind of shut down and pull away a bit. He doesn't seem to want to break up. In fact, he's been very clear about that. And he wants us to be monogamous. But as I approach 30, I don't know how much time I should spend with a guy who doesn't, after 8 months, seem to have interest or drive to get married at all. Or at least, he never indicates that with me. If I drop any hints about the future, he is all in with me, like talking about the future. But again, as soon as I start making noises about what we will be doing, like, will we be married? He cools off. I don't know what to do because I do love him, but I also love myself and my wishes for a family. Should I hang in there? Should I do something different? Or is this situation hopeless? Most of the solutions to dealing with fears of commitment really have to do with communication. There may be many ways to address and cope with anxiety and fear of commitment, but consider a few of these. First of all, you do want to talk with him about it, about specifically what you're bringing up to me. One of the best ways to overcome fear of commitment is to maintain open and honest communication. Numerous studies have found that being on the same page with your partner is actually even more important for relationship success than the actual level of commitment. So he needs to know quite specifically your wishes for the future. And actually, you need to know his. You can talk about your desired timeline, and then you can listen to his. Adding, of course, that your timeline may include concerns about your biological clock, which I think I'm hearing from you. Also, discuss the possibility of a fear or phobia. People with commitment phobia may be more likely to make progress if they acknowledge that they actually have a fear, if indeed that's what's going on. If you're unsure of how to handle this conversation or that's just not going well, if you're having trouble doing it in the first place, you might consider getting the support of a mental health professional, like a couples therapist. It is important, though, to acknowledge the steps your partner does take. Again, researchers have found that when you acknowledge the significance of your partner's efforts and sacrifices, they are less likely to pull away. This is because, basically, positive reinforcement works. So if he does plan anything for the future or does consider your feelings about a future together, make it clear that you hear him and you really appreciate him trying. If your partner has low self-esteem or fears of abandonment, use supportive words and positive feedback. This works a whole lot better than threatening to leave. The point is, the fear of abandonment can keep him from committing. And reassuring him and giving him confidence that you are staying can help him move past these fears of rejection and loss. Badgering him or guilting him into making a larger commitment than he's ready for is actually unlikely to work. And if it does work in the short term, it's highly likely to backfire shortly after that. I would consider couples therapy because talk therapy with a mental health professional can be incredibly useful in overcoming anxiety and improving communication within a partnership. There really is no downside. And if you can frame it as you wanting to improve your ability to consider how to move forward and communicate better, then that might be acceptable for him. But I'll also say this. If you're really and repeatedly ready for the next step, but your partner remains not so, consider asking yourself whether you're really willing to stay in the relationship as it is. If you are, well, fine. But if you aren't, it may be a good idea to end it and move on, because sometimes a fearful person will never be able to, nor want to, make a marital commitment. And that is doomed at the end of the day to make you miserable. I hope that was helpful. If you know that you have a fear of commitments, then getting psychotherapy to understand the roots of your fears and resolve them can really help. Because it can be very frustrating and sad to deal with your own commitment fears. If you are in a relationship with someone that you think has a fear of commitment, try to discuss it with them. Be empathic rather than critical, which will only drive them away. Tell them you understand that it is scary for them, but that in order for you to stay with them, they have to get help. If, however, you can see the signs in someone before you are in too deep, you might want to move along to a partner without this issue. Working out intimacy with someone afraid of it is no easy task. There could be a lot of heartache in store, with no certainty of a possible happy ending. It could be time to go looking for a more stable possibility and hope for satisfaction. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.